Police were called to the San Francisco home of State Senator Scott Wiener early this morning after someone emailed a bomb threat into a local paper. Turned out to be fake, but as KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports, Wiener says this is a predictable result of people fomenting hate online.
The email had the subject line, "Scott Wiener will die today," and called the state senator, who is gay, a pedophile and a groomer. It said that they had placed bombs at his home and would also shoot up his Sacramento office.
It absolutely is getting worse. I'm seeing and experiencing much more hate online. People are more brazen now. They're willing to say things that they weren't willing to say even a few years ago. With Elon Musk buying Twitter and, like, getting rid of all of the rules, basically anything goes.
Wiener says he's repeatedly been targeted by Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene and conservative YouTuber Charlie Kirk.
Politics has become more and more toxic, and the online and social media environment absolutely helps fuel it. And it brainwashes people so that people are convinced that this person is a, you know, quote-unquote groomer or is putting my children at risk, and then some people will act, and that's what's happening here.
Similar threats against Wiener were made public in June, but the state senator says this happens all the time. In San Francisco, Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.